This pandemic has been so bad for our mental health that one study shows a quarter of young adults considered suicide last year. Dr. Regina Benjamin served as Surgeon General from 2009 to 2013. She tells us to help the growing number of people who need care, she and her colleagues at the Bipartisan Policy Center recommending pairing your family physician with somebody who specializes in mental health so that you might see them both during the same visit.
You know, we've been dealing with mental health and substance use disorders for a long time, and it's been a growing problem for years. But COVID-19 actually made it worse, just like it did many other things. During this time of COVID, we've seen anxiety and depression become four times worse in 2020. One in 10 adults started or increased their substance use, and it's worse in African Americans and Hispanics. We've also seen an increase in overdose deaths and the thoughts of suicide. The problem is that our behavioral health system doesn't have the capacity to handle this surge. In fact, 55% of the adults who had mental health issues in 2020 did not seek treatment. And so we at the Bipartisan Center, we're proposing and advancing the idea of integrated primary care and behavioral health together and treating it as one. And that's what the whole idea behind this is, as a better way and an improvement to our behavioral health system.
In short, and you'll forgive me if I'm overly generalizing or overly simplifying, the person that may put that stethoscope to your chest to check your heart rate and to give you a physical to check you out would also have some additional training to make sure you're doing all right in terms of mental health?
I'm a family physician, so we do that in general. Many of the patients I see come in with anxiety, depression, stress. In my part of the rural world, they call it problems with their nerves. And basically, we treat as much as we can. The problem is that we're not trained. We're not equipped as far as tools that's needed to be able to do this care. So our report is asking that we bring the primary care and the mental health or behavioral health services together. Sometimes in the same office, we can have a mental health worker, a mental health nurse, a psychiatrist in the same office as the primary care, and you can have an easy handoff, if you will. You don't have to wait 2 or 3 weeks for a consult. They can have a quick visit and then be treated. There's this easiness to have this holistic approach. The other way is because you don't have enough psychiatrists in every place, we're recommending us that we have referrals, that we have a statewide telehealth network type, that we can have those referrals at our fingertips, giving those primary care doctors a place that we can go and we can have those referrals and we can continue this care. What we see, particularly around behavioral health, is there's this stigma. If you're coming to an office to get your blood pressure checked, nobody has to know that you're also being treated for depression or stress or anxiety. That stigma is lessened. We have come up with 4 recommendations. Those recommendations are, we want to establish this integrated primary care behavioral health system and set certain quality standards. It's being done in many places, and the science behind it, the research shows that it works, it's effective, and it lowers cost. We also want to train and diversify the healthcare workforce to train them on being integrated teams, and that particularly going around other types of healthcare workers, particularly the peer supporters. And these are people from the community who have gone through the experiences. They can shepherd individuals along and help them get to their appointments, things that hands-on that really helps when you're dealing with behavioral health patients. That way we're diversifying that workforce. Another area is that we'd like to have incentives, and different incentives by having a value-based payment system, meaning that we pay for the care and the outcomes and not just for clicking off numbers. Just because I saw you, I get paid. We want the outcomes to be better. And the last thing is technology. The electronic health records in primary care offices don't communicate well with the electronic health records. We need some incentives to have those start to integrate better. And things like telehealth, providing access to care through telemedicine, telehealth. We've seen during COVID that our patients are more likely to keep their appointments and having more services through telehealth than they would if they had to come in person.
And, you know, I don't mean to be to sound extreme or hyperbolic, but it sounds like you believe this is pretty urgent. Is that because we may be looking at, if you will, a ticking time bomb of mental health problems if a lot of people continue walking around going on with their lives untreated?
That's exactly right. And if we've got four times worse this year, it could continue to escalate our entire healthcare system, our entire population is suffering. And so we see that every day. We have so many more stresses in our lives. If we don't have a place to release some of that to be treated, it's only going to get worse.
What is the final thought?
The final thought I'd say is make sure that we understand that the physical health and the behavioral health and the mental health are connected to each other, and that we should do whatever we can to be able to make sure they're treated together in a holistic way. Treat the whole person, not in silos. If you go to our report, it will give you concrete ways, and particularly asking the administration and our legislators to look at this and have mental health, what we call parity, making sure that we treat mental health services and behavioral health care the same as we do with physical health.
That is former Surgeon General Dr. Regina Benjamin with the Bipartisan Policy Center asking for the Biden administration and Congress to pay more attention to mental health by pairing your family doctor with a mental health specialist because of all the struggles created by the pandemic. You can read this new mental health report at WTOP.com. Search doctors.